I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Local officials have released the name of the officer involved in the shooting death of a homeless man earlier this month after the Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office provided its investigation to the 4th District Attorney's Office Wednesday. West Monroe officer Jody Ledoux has been placed on administrative leave with pay during the investigation. Assistant District Attorney Neil Johnson says the DA's office will begin to review the sheriff's investigation. It could bring it to a grand jury in January. If there is evidence to support Ledoux's actions were justified, the matter will be dismissed. State police say a highway construction worker has been killed in a Caldwell Parish crash. Trooper Michael Reichardt says there were two trucks stopped in the northbound outside lane of Highway 165 just north of Columbia, putting down center reflectors on the roadway.
The lady was driving in the right lane, attempted to move over into the left lane, struck the rear of the second truck, which was equipped with a large aero board advising people that they were stopped or slow-moving vehicles ahead to move over into the left lane.
Reichardt says when a vehicle attempted to change lanes, it struck the rear of one of the work trucks and then the three construction workers.
Two of those construction workers were transported to local hospitals for moderate injuries and one that was airlifted to Alexandria for severe injuries. And then he later died last night.
30-year-old Michael Roberts of West Monroe succumbed to his injuries as a result of the crash. The investigation is ongoing and it's unknown at this time if impairment was a factor in this incident. Reichardt says it's a driver's responsibility to be aware when in a construction zone or approaching any slow-moving or stopped vehicles. The Louisiana Public Service Commission is refusing to turn over seven vehicles to Governor Bobby Jindal's administration to be sold at auction early next year. The five elected members of the Utility Regulatory Agency voted Wednesday for a resolution directing its staff not to relinquish the vehicles. The Jindal administration planned to confiscate and sell them, along with the 700 other state vehicles in a cost-cutting move. The administration says they are not used enough to justify continued maintenance costs, and the sale could bring in up to $1.4 million for the state. But the PSC says the commission doesn't have the money to rent cars, and sale of its vehicles would hinder its work. It also objects to taking commission property, selling it, and using the dollars to balance other parts of the budget. Public demonstrations being held this evening in downtown Opelousas to protest grand jury decisions in Missouri and New York where charges were not pressed in officer-involved deaths. It's being organized by newly elected alderman Tyrone Glover, who says the St. Landry Parish Sheriff's Office, Opelousas Police and DA's Office, and the city marshal are all participating. Glover says that the rally will not be a march but a dialogue among all participants to make sure everyone is on the same page should something like this ever happen in St. Landry Parish. The KEDM weather forecast, a 40% chance of showers, otherwise cloudy today, the high in the low 50s. This is KEDM News.